previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, it's a very exciting day for Wan Lee Tuhu this morning, following the incredible response to her most recent single, Already There. Three-time Grammy nominee and musical legend Joan Armatrading returns with a new upbeat and playful offering with her upcoming album called Consequences. She'll be live streaming the launch of the album exclusively for fans around the world on the 31st of July. This morning, however, she joins us exclusively to chat to her legion of fans across Algoa country right here on Algoa Breakfast. Joan Armatrading, good morning, and such an incredible honor.
Good morning, and it's my pleasure as well to be talking to people in South Africa, but I love South Africa.
Joan, where are you currently located or based?
I'm in the UK, but I think everybody knows that wherever you've been for the last year is probably where you still are now, because you know the sequence of events that's happened over this period of time. And the album is called Consequences, and I'm always going on about consequences. That's kind of a bit of my thing. And the pandemic is a consequence of something. We don't know how it started, but it either started with somebody eating something or somebody accidentally doing something in a lab, or we don't know. But the consequence of that small act is devastating for the world, because we're now in a pandemic where just the act of going shopping is a military exercise, especially when we had the first lockdown. You couldn't just go out and, you know, I need a loaf of bread or loo paper. What was that about? So the big consequences, and consequences is can be a very small thing that leads into big kind of, you know, disaster things. Or it can be the consequence is nil. It's just a neutral thing.
Joan, and speaking of lockdown, how has it treated you? Did it get the creative juices flowing for possibly this new album?
No. I write anyway. The pandemic hasn't affected my way of working at all. I started the album before. I started it in January of 2020 and finished in about June or something, mastered and everything. But I write like that all the time. The album before this and the one before that and the one before that and the one before that. I write everything, I arrange everything, I produce everything, I engineer everything. So I literally am the only person in the studio. And when it comes to drums, then I program the drums and then play everything else. So it didn't affect me in terms of my work. It didn't make any difference to me at all.
Well, I'm really happy to hear you say that. I mean, I know that you've said in the past that you like to move about when you write, and you know, and you've spoken about the connection for you between movement and creativity. So I was going to find out whether the lockdown had impacted and the being confined, whether that impacted your creativity in any way. So I'm really happy to hear you say that it hasn't had a negative impact for you from a creative point of view. But with a recording career spanning, you know, over 50 years and 22 albums and countless songs, which certainly formed the backdrop to many of my roller coaster relationships, you know, I often can't imagine you doing anything else, Joan. So won't you tell us, I mean, what do you do when you're not making or playing music?
I'm probably making or playing music. You know, the life of a musician, certainly up until now, has been make an album, record the album, go on tour, make an album, record the album, you know, write an album, record the album, go on tour. And that's been my life up until kind of 2014, 15, when I decided that I didn't want to tour as extensively as I have been. So then 2018, I just did a smaller tour, which was 3 months. That's still a long tour. And then I decided, actually, I don't even want to do 3 months. I don't even want to do a month. So hence the live stream, because I like to play with the musicians, you know, when the songs are there, it's great to hear them live.
Yeah.
Not just me playing, but it's great to hear other people playing along as well. So that's why the live stream came about. But there's no plan for a tour. So I'm hoping that everybody will come to the live stream concert, because I'm quite excited. I'm a bit excited altogether, actually. I'm excited about the album, excited about the single, and I'm excited about the live stream.
Yeah.
And, you know, Drop the Pilot, I came out in 1983, I think.
Charlton would probably be able to confirm that. He's a huge fan of the song.
John, as a DJ as well and playing out there, you know how many times I've played that song? It's countless. Absolutely massive heat for you.
Yeah, it came out in 1983, and I've played it loads of tours. But for some reason, at the moment, it's become one of my favourite songs, and I love playing it. So when we're rehearsing and it gets to that song, I get a little bit overexcited because it's Drop the Pilot. And it feels really uplifting. It feels really happy, you know, good feeling song, and I'm kind of buying into that now. Obviously, I bought into it when I wrote it, but for some reason, at this moment, it's like my favourite thing to play.
Wow. Joan, South African audiences have had a chance to engage and enjoy and experience you on two occasions, in 2015 and the year before that, in 2014, when you performed at a concert to mark 20 years of our democracy.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on South Africa, and perhaps any chance of you settling the side? Maybe you and I could do brunch together on Thursday mornings. Or play a spot of tennis together?
Well, you'd be at tennis, I can tell you that now, because I'm absolute rubbish. I'd love to come back to South Africa. I'm hoping that I will do at some point, but you know the way the world is at the moment. Mm-hmm. And in terms of travelling, that's not in my diary at the moment, to travel. I'm kind of waiting for things to become a little bit more settled. But yes, South Africa would definitely be on my list for visiting.
Joan, it was a very busy 2018 for you as well. And of course, with things the way they are, it's unable to tour. And of course, you mentioned it endlessly now, the global live stream, which is part of the release of your album. Care to tell us more about the stream?
Yeah, it's it's me electric and acoustic guitar, a bass player, a drummer, keyboard player, and a sax player. We sound really good. We've been rehearsing. We sound great. and it'll be as if you were in the concert hall, the show that you'd expect in a concert hall, you'll get on the live stream. So you get songs. You won't get More Than One Kind of Love, but you'll get True Love. You'll get Down to Zero, Me, Myself, I, Weakness in Me, but you'll also get Already There, Natural Rhythm. So stuff on all the different albums.
Joan Metrading, thanks for all the music over the years, all the hits over the years, and all the best with the new album. And may you continue to write all the hits. Keep them coming. I'm sure you can't wait to get the guitar out again. Thanks, Joan, for joining us on Algoa FM this morning.
No, my pleasure. Thank you both. Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.